Welcome back to the Press Box. And on Derby Day Saturday, what a day, Dave Baker. We're back in full living color at Churchill Downs on the big Saturday, the best racing day of the year.
Gener, I'm really impressed with your outfit. I mean, that's first and foremost. I mean, matching hat, socks, and shirt, which hasn't happened in quite a long time. So that is outstanding. But before we go any further, we want to let people know that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by BriskNet.com, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grandin Racing Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Gene and I have spent the night at the LTS, and we are ready to go. Derby 147, a glorious day, and Gene, a really top-notch field.
You know, Buzzy, you know, we've lost a couple of top horses as we started the year from, you know, what we might have suspected could be in the starting gate here on Saturday. Life is Good is not going to be here. Chug McGahee's horse, Greatest Honor, got injured down in Florida. So we lost a couple of top contenders. But, you know, it always happens. The war of attrition is part of the Derby trail. But, you know, we ended up with a really stellar field, Buzzy, led by the two-year-old champion, the undefeated Essential Quality. And I've said all along, you know, he has, it appears, all of the essential qualities.
Right.
Not only to be a Derby winner, but really, I think, a Triple Crown contender.
Gene, it used to be, back in the day, you know, that the old hard boots, the great trainers of years gone by, and in many cases, not that many years gone by, they liked to get races, as many under the belt of these three-year-olds as possible, for them to show that they could handle the mile and a quarter for the first time on their life on the first Saturday in May. But now it seems like, you know, that has turned, and it's like, okay, let's go ahead and get them to the gate. If they're healthy and they get it the first time, even though they're lightly raced, then more power to them. And if not, that's okay too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was telling some people the other day, they used to run in the Derby trial a week before the
right.
Derby, and that was a flat mile, and then they'd wheel right back. Well, Ben Jones used that race for years. I mean, even as late as the late 1980s, Woody Stevens had Devil's Bag
right.
In the Derby trial. So, you know, I mean, there's a Triple Crown winner. I can't remember off the top of my head, but he raced in between the Preakness and the Belmont. So he raced in the Derby.
Wow.
And won the Preakness, raced in another state somewhere, and then came back and won the Triple Crown in the Belmont. It's a different world today, as you well know, Buzzy. Not saying it's better, but I think it's a different world.
Okay, so we talked about Essential Quality, and of course, all your picks for the entire Derby Day card can be found at the PressBoxLTS.com. But how do you size up this Derby?
You know, I think you start with the quality, the cream of the crop. The cream is always at the top. And that's Essential Quality. Undefeated, has won half of his races at Keeneland, won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. But he started his career in a 6-furlong sprint right here at Churchill Downs, Buzzy. And, you know, I mean, this horse has got speed. He's got stamina. He's gone from off the pace. He's won from right on the pace. And, you know, I think the bluegrass really set him up well. I mean, he needed a gut check. I mean, we knew he had talent. We knew he was athletic. We knew he was, you know, had the pedigree. But he'd never really been tested in the final, 200, 250
right.
yards. And he got that test in the bluegrass, and he responded like a champion. And now I think he gets the big test, and that is the mile and a quarter being the prohibitive favorite.
Okay, so now that we've got that out of the way, the question is, my friend, how do you play it?
Well, I think you take a win and place money on Essential Quality. I no matter the odds, people say, well, you can't make money at 2-1. Well, I don't know what game they're playing, because there's no
right.
game that I know of that pays you 2-1. But if you get 2-1 or 5-2, I think you get Essential Quality and you go hard with him in that regard. The second thing is, I think Highly Motivated is a horse that I'm going to play across the board as well. There's a horse that I think is sitting on a huge race. If he can get the trip, get a clean trip, he'd be the third start off a layoff for Chad Brown. That's his kind of his MO, is to get him you know, really fine-tuned and the final screws tightened down in races. And I thought the Bluegrass is an excellent example. I think he's going to come out of there and run a huge one. I'm also going to use Hot Rod Charlie. I think his win in the Louisiana Derby, he's been on blinkers. He's been equipped with blinkers the last four races, Buzzy. That has really moved that horse up. You look at his form before, you look at his form since. The blinkers have really helped. And then I'm going to use Midnight Bourbon. But those are the four I'm going to really focus on the most. I'll probably use Mandaloon and Obesos. My supers, super effectives and my super high fives. But I'm going to use the essential quality and highly motivated and key on them and then work off of that.
All right, brother. Sounds like a great day. Again, you can get all of Gene's picks. You can get them at thepressboxlps.com. Thank goodness. Derby Oaks back the way they were supposed to be. My friend, here's hoping you have a great and profitable weekend. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well. Who's your Derby pick, Mr. Buzzy Baker?
I kind of like the Hot Rod. I'm not one of those guys like you, but I kind of like the Hot Rod. So we'll see what happens. And as Gene goes, so will we.
There you go. Buzzy Baker is on the record. Love you, brother.
Love you, pal. Take care.
See you, man.